Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the Live Issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
Job. I would use my new super kung fu powers to fight crime. So I became the best damn cop in the world. I became Kung Fury.
Do not adjust your radios or podcasts or iPods or whatever device you're listening to. This is a very special episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade, and I haven't said those words in a really long time because a very important movie just came out on the internet, Kung Fury. This is a movie that I myself donated to the Kickstarter to make happen. I'm stoked that it finally happened, and I got a great group of friends here to talk about this film because, let's face it, this movie is just pure badass, and I need badass people to talk about this. So first and foremost, we got the George Clooney of gaming journalism, the DCD.
Yeah, what's up? Today my name is Kung Workman.
And from Scarlet Rhapsody, our good friends Scarlet Spiegel and Jared the Greek.
Hello, we're here to talk about the awesomeness of throwback movies, something I don't get to say often enough.
And we're all out of bubblegum.
We're to kick ass to bubblegum, and I am out of gum.
Fun fact, Roddy Piper's usage of that line was an ad-lib.
Really?
So for those of you who love They Live, it was an ad-lib. It was one of his various ad-libs he had in the movie. I've heard him say that in an interview.
That's awesome. But we're here to talk about Kung Fury, because I've been waiting for this movie to come out for the last 2 years. I think it was back in... what was it? It was like the fall of 2013 when this came onto my radar on Kickstarter. And just the trailer alone made me go, all right, I'm donating money to this. I'm putting down $30. I want the badass Blu-ray that comes in the old VHS cassette tape. I want this to happen. And fortunately, it did. Who here also donated to the Kickstarter for this film?
I did.
I was going to donate to the Kickstarter. Not yet. Right. But if they do a sequel, I will donate to them.
Well, here's the thing, and we're going to touch a little bit more about this later on. They're doing a full-length version of this. They shopped it at Cannes, and they managed to get a few people interested enough to actually go out and produce a full-length version, and they're hoping to shoot it sometime this September, I want to say.
Nice.
So it's going to be all new footage and everything then.
Yeah, well...
That worries me, because what I like about this movie, and I know we haven't started talking about the movie, but even just from the trailers, is I like how throwback and old school it is. I mean, everything is very 80s. It even takes place in 1985, or part of it takes place in 1985. So, you know, to put together, having like the top of the line equipment worries me a little bit.
Well, who knows? Maybe they're going to just do it the exact same way, but make it just longer. They'll do the same. The guys over at Laser Unicorns may just go out and do it the same as they did with the short film.
That's true. I'll stay positive. I know I always go towards the negative. I mean, you had me on the show often enough and your other shows often enough to know that I tend to go towards the negative. I'm going to try to stick with you on the positivity wagon here. I want a full-length version of this with more fighting and more silliness.
Let's jump into the movie itself. First and foremost, how many seconds into the film before you just start bursting out laughing after what you just witnessed?
I think it was just a matter of like within the first minute when you got a dude putting a skateboard under a cop car and just kicking it up like it's nothing. Seriously, you could do that in real life and be like, man, Gravity really, really hates cops.
I love that scene when they showed it in the trailer and when they showed it in the Hasselhoff music video. And I've just wanted to just start making memes out of, do you have permits for those guns? But then just use it for, like, most inappropriately, you know? Just have a picture of a buff guy, got a permit for those guns. You have a kid with a water gun, got a permit for those guns.
Permits.
Inappropriate memes with it, and I just never did it because I am lazy when it comes to creating memes.
Well, the part that just made me fall off my chair laughing, it's the guy with the boombox, and all of a sudden a guy with the Uzi shoots him up, and the boombox, he just takes the boombox from him. That I think that was a great visual gag right there.
I think my first moment is just before the arcade machine comes to life, and it's saying game over, and then, yeah, it's saying F you, basically, and I was like, that's awesome, because I totally would love to have that. I'd love to modify an arcade machine that had that. So she was like a really hard game.
I'm pretty positive you can do something like that in a game mod, at least at the very least with a ROM or something like that.
Yeah.
I've always been watching the David Hasselhoff video up to this point, and I'm like, yeah, it's starting off like the music video. Like, I'm totally in for this. But once it was like Miami, 1985.
I'm all like, hell yeah, we are in the 80s. This is Vice City, yeah. So, let's jump into the premise of the film. Kung Fury, he is a kung fu master, goes back in time to try to kill Hitler because he is the Kung Fuhrer, goes way back, too far back in time, but then manages to get himself back into the German era that he needs to be in. I mean, it's a pretty copy and paste sort of premise that I wouldn't say that we've seen before, but it's probably the most easiest premise to really describe. But it's just what you witness in this movie, where you have to go really deep into detail. Because within these 30 minutes, you probably get 2.5 hours worth of hardcore action.
Yes, and what makes it really work is that it's unapologetic about the action. And every scene is just, how over the top can we make this fight? And you know, there's a sequence where Kung Fury takes on a bunch of Nazis, and it's done like a side-scrolling old video game. It's just, they just run at him, and he's just knocking them out, and continuously moving forward, but only in like a two-dimensional plane. It is so brilliantly done.
I think my favorite part of that, where he's just standing there with his arms spread wide open, and the guards fall anyway.
Yes.
They just like walk into him, and they die. And I'm like, that's it. Like, he moves his arms, they start to fall into them. I was like, damn.
No, the part that just made my jaw drop was when he rips the guy's head off and then punches him into the wall, and he makes the swastika imprint into the wall.
That was it.
By the way, also with cheesy one-liner as he decapitates that guy.
No, my favorite cheesy one-liner is just, thank you.
Thank
you. Oh, yeah.
I can't believe they actually had like the time to actually discuss mustaches. I mean, like, it's an Asian mustache. It's an Aryan mustache. Shave it off. Are you going to go home and cry to your mom? Where's the tank?
Boom. This movie was just great. How about, here's a question. Were there any minor complaints you had about this movie? Because for me, I feel like I want to see just a little bit more of Triceracop.
Well, he'll get his own movie. See, what this is the start of a new Troma universe.
Yes! And I was going to make that point.
We're going to get the Kung Fury film, then we're going to get the Triceracop film, and they might get Whoopi Goldberg just to justify whatever the hell Theodore Rex was.
Oh,
and,
God.
You know, just we'll go from there.
Well, I love Hacker Man. I like the little Hacker Man contest they have. They put together a little short for that. Just Power Glove, his super, super, you know, old computer. I just dig how you could do anything with a computer in the 1980s, including hacking time.
Yep. And, you know, he doesn't even have a time machine. He just rides on top of a keyboard, and that's his time machine.
Just go with it. Don't even have to describe the reasons why. It's the 80s.
It's just riding a laser wave from Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. Just,
and then, like, when you, like, go into the computer screen, it's like, it has, like, the background music, but all in 8-bit MIDI. I thought that was a really cool throwback. And if you guys haven't seen it yet, Hacker Man has, like, his own video special. I thought this was the feature that you were referencing, Evan. And essentially, it's like a hackerman's guide to hacking through time. And there's like a contest attached to it. So if you haven't checked that out, it's on YouTube somewhere. It's a pretty awesome side thing that they did.
No, what I was referencing a couple days ago was the first 2 minutes, but the origin story of Kung Fury, how he got the powers. And just that scene where his partner gets sliced in half and his body just spreads open like that. Was that a practical effect? Because that did not look CGI.
No, that was digital.
You think that was digital?
It looks digital.
Oh, you could tell it was digital. I mean, everything in this film almost seems digital except for like a couple of the certain scenes, but it's just crazy.
But what I will say about that scene, and there's a couple other scenes where I'm like, you can tell these people really love Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Or at least whoever's setting up the stunts loves Mortal Kombat.
Oh, totally. I think one of the funniest scenes, and I can't help but stress this enough, is when the T-Rex and the Nazi bird, eagle, I guess, are battling it out, just like clawing one another with their tiny hands, everything like that. And then the T-Rex just says, fuck it, and then hits him with the tail.
They're having a little slappy contest.
It was great stuff, yeah.
Oh, this was everything I was hoping that this short film was going to be. It took 2 years for it to be made, and that 2 year wait was just totally worth it. I've already watched the movie like 4 times. So like that shows how happy I am that this film was, that this film has made me. It may say this too, the dinosaurs in this movie, I feel like they even look better than they're going to be in that Jurassic World film. No disrespect to Chris Pratt or those people, but they did the dinosaurs right in Kung Fury.
Yeah, but see, in the defense of Jurassic World, they took their plot from Carnosaur. So the special effects, I feel like, are from Carnosaur as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the dinosaurs in this. My favorite, and I wish I saw more of it, was the laser raptor. I was like, oh, man, it's going to be epic raptor battle. Oh, it's going to be a raptor battle.
Yeah, I wanted, like, I mean, she said there were a bunch of them around. I expected, like, an army of them to show up, and then Kung Fury just beat the shit out of all of them. That's what I wanted.
Right.
Maybe
man, he's gonna punch a dinosaur in the face. This is gonna be amazing.
We'll get it with the main movie. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who here is like
I'm never gonna have an X-Men movie that takes place in the Savage Land, but I still want to see a dinosaur get punched in the face. Kung Fury is my one chance at seeing that, and I'm looking forward to it eventually.
Now, who here liked that animated sequence that they threw in there? Kind of like that.
That's funny.
It had that very Vista North Star look to it.
But you're dead.
Because when they were like just doing like the opening animation to that, I was like just thinking like, oh my god, it's like Pole Position, the animation, Transformers, Mask, and I'm like, oh my god, this is like such an 80s cartoon throwback. And then when I don't know if this says anything about me, but when I was like, when they had like the when they had his animated form, like. His cleavage was like popping out of his shirt. I don't know if you noticed it, but he had like the, you know, like how a female like wears like a low cut top. It kind of looked like that too. I was like, oh my god. But very little things I noticed. And also Cobra.
The Cobra was great.
Cobra's just sitting there, but you're dead. You're under arrest.
For obstruction of justice.
No doubt. Dude, I was tripping out. The car was just like trying to. Like, you're dead.
I'm your spirit guide. You're dead.
Who here was laughing about that? That purely out of blue phone commercial that they just threw in there just for the hell of it.
That was amazing. I love
that. Was amazing.
I was just sitting there going like, he just pulls a phone out of nowhere. It's like, here's a phone to call me. I'm like, oh, that's a pretty good throwaway.
Here's my number. Yeah, I know.
Here's my number. Here's a phone to call me. And then the whole explanation of the phone and how it sells phones in the future. Like, it's amazing.
Now, here's a question. Does Kung Fury have the potential to be the Black Dynamite of 80s action flicks?
Nobody's like so. Black Dynamite. Take that back.
I think in terms of having a cult following and, you know, being something that, you know, is amazing just for all the tropes and references and just fun that the actors and creators have with the whole film, I think it really could. And I think I wouldn't be surprised if you know, some theater that does like the second run theater kind of place does a Kung Fury Black Dynamite double feature. It would be freaking amazing.
Wouldn't it be amazing, even more amazing, if they manage to do a sort of crossover film of Black Dynamite and Kung Fury? Like Black Dynamite finds himself in the 80s. Like, he goes forward in time, like, whatever it would be, like, 13 years into the future. Well, so
they've established, like, time hacking. They can always find an excuse to have Hacker Man accidentally bring Black Dynamite to the future, or somehow Kung Fury gets sent to the 70s.
Or somehow it also goes 5 years back to 1980.
Another interesting fact that we could think about here: what if Ubisoft signed a deal and licensed a crossover where they brought Sergeant Rex Power Colt from Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon into the Kung Fury universe and they teamed up together?
I would watch that in a heartbeat.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, Michael Biehn and just goofing off.
I need another adjective. I'm tired of using amazing. But I would love to see just combining those two universes for just their 80s tropiness and just going at it. You know, they could make some sort of new villain. They could make, like, I don't know, Cyborg Devil that they gotta fight. The Cyborg Devil has risen from hell to conquer mankind, and the only two people who can stop him. It writes itself, people.
It really does.
And it's funny, because I was actually talking, because this is one of those sorts of films where the premises can write itself. It's kind of similar to another movie that DCD and I saw recently, Wolf Cop.
Yeah, Wolf Cop's a classic in its own right.
Yeah. And actually,
if you guys haven't seen Wolf Cop, you need to see it.
Yeah, have you guys, Scarlett, Jared, have you guys seen Wolf Cop yet?
Nope, not yet. But it's something that Jared should see.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Watch it.
It's on Netflix?
Yes.
Yeah.
It shall be added to the queue. Because for me, I mean, my specialty and my love are 1980s action flicks, especially the ones done by Canon Films. So when I'm watching this and it feels like I'm watching a slightly higher budget Canon Films movie, it is pretty awesome. Well, because of Canon Films, they couldn't do dinosaur CG yet. But if they
could do any CG, to be honest with you,
Ninja 5 would have had dinosaurs.
Enough dinosaurs.
This is the part of the show where I may want to say spoiler alert. But in regards to how the movie ends, because Hitler winds up surviving, returning back to the 80s, and it leaves it open. Will this be where the full-length movie begins?
I wouldn't be surprised if it does, but they could always, like, have this as the intro, just do a quick recap, and then lead into the movie.
They could technically do that. It depends whether they want the full-length movie to appeal to a wider audience than just the cult fans, because what I was expecting is when you see Rise, I'm like, oh man, one final cool little fight scene and all credits. It was like the most disappointing point of the entire movie, is me going like, no, not credits. No, I want to see one more fight. I want to see more of this movie, which really is the greatest compliment you can pay to anything. It's like, no, I wanted more. And so with that, I thought they were going to have one final, you know, like midair wire foo-esque, you know, in quotations, because they're just in front of a green screen or whatever, fight. But we didn't get that, and I was like, man, if they do the full-length one like they've been talking about, then I guess we're going to end with one final major awesome. If it's just remake, it'll end with a final major confrontation with Kung Fuhrer there at the end. However, I could also see that at the very beginning of the movie, because that would just confuse everyone who's never seen the short. And they'd be like, what? And they'd be like, that was the second time I've had to kill Kung Fuhrer, but I have other cop things to do now. You know, just go on to whatever the new plot is.
They could pull an Evil Dead 2, where they do a recap of the short film in 5 minutes, and then continue on with the storyline.
Yeah.
What I was thinking is they would, like, have the original half hour, what they have there, add in a couple more scenes, or elongate some of those scenes, or extend those scenes. And then this ending would, like, just be our climactic battle at the end, where they cause more collateral damage to Miami.
He just can't throw down his badge hard enough every single time.
The guy quits.
I love the chief. There's certain little things like that, like the chief I wanted to see more of.
I think the funny thing, you guys, the phone bit was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, yes. Fuck you.
Bang.
Just shooting into the phone. Phone doesn't take damage. Phone spews bullets out the other side. I want to know what kind of phone service that is, because that's a strong phone service. That's good reception when the bullets
come. Don't call that phone service.
Well, if it was the 80s, I would say that was probably MCI.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
MCI, allowing you to get your bullets through the phone.
I think that's the first time anyone's ever mentioned MCI in probably 20 years.
On a podcast ever.
Probably.
Oh, man. Yeah. Just take that in pride there, Evan. Take that in pride.
Well, let me ask this, because going back to the Chief, there was a bit of a goof up in what he, really? What he was screaming. Because he referenced Viagra, and Viagra had not been invented quite yet.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's part of his thing about the mirror.
You know what? In Kung Fury's world, he made it exist. He's like Chuck Norris. He'd be like, it exists. Viagra. Out of all the things you could question in this movie, a Viagra reference?
That is the only thing I question. Everything else just makes common sense to me.
Oh, yeah, shoot a guy through a phone. That makes common sense.
Having the David Hasselhoff AI as part of his car.
That was funny as hell. Open the doors. I'm not opening the doors.
You never hassle the Hoff 9000. But this is one of those movies where I wish that time hacking actually exists, so I could bring this movie to like 1983 and place it as like an opening short film with something like The Running Man.
That'd be awesome.
People would be like, well, I already got my money's worth. I don't even need to see this Arnold movie. But you're gonna miss it. They got an actual game show host to play the game show host.
Oh, but man, going back to the full-length version of this film, what else can they do with it? I mean...
Oh, so what can't they do with it? I mean, they can't go...
Yeah, they're not really limited by anything. They could have, like... I mean, to the 1980s, they could have, like, communist cyborgs, or they could have,
drug lord cyborgs.
Oh, yeah. Or drug lord, like, ninjas. Because they haven't done ninjas yet. They had all the Kung Fu stuff, then ninjas. 80s loved ninjas. Ninjas were, like... 1/3 of 80s action movies were just ninja based. So you have like drug lord ninjas or something.
They could have a Mr. Gorbachev like robot.
Gun toting jocks.
They'll
throw in some WWF references there and have some guy pretending he's the Macho Man, except he's the Nacho Man and he's covered in cheese.
Fidel Castro piloting a giant Zeppelin shaped like a Cuban cigar. Trying to bomb Miami.
Have the Chicago Bears show up and say, like, Jim McMahon's Journal Evil.
And they bring peace by doing the rap.
I know.
The Super Bowl shuffle.
Compared to New England's song, it'd be like, oh the my same God. Time, New England recorded a song, and it was like the dumbest anthem you could ever hear.
And it was the dumbest. Like, and I was going to say,
wait, the song wasn't, because I think my cousin recorded that.
It was something like, New England, or some crap like that.
The Super Bowl shuffle
was so much better.
The Super Bowl shuffle will bring peace, but then that Patriot song will come in and we'll start war all over.
See, that's all it is.
But then we will bring peace with the 49ers theme song.
They had a theme song?
Because the 49ers always has to avenge the Patriots.
It's the other way around.
Oh, my bad.
You know what? I know exactly what this movie needs to do. I know exactly what this full-length movie needs to do. If they can get the budget, make Alf the mayor.
Hey, you seen a cat? There's a cat around here.
I killed the budget.
Oh my God, this needs to happen. Someone contact Laser Unicorn.
Write this down and send it to the director, because we need that. We need help.
I would like to see other 80s cameos. I'd like to see Don Johnson like randomly make an appearance.
Hasselhoff, why not? Yeah, the Hasselhoff.
We get Don Johnson in there.
We should get Emmanuel Lewis in there, since Gary Coleman's dead, so we need the second best midget there.
Yeah.
I just flock of seagulls to come in, play the band in the background during like the mayor's party. Oh no! 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 Wait! I got it! The main bad guy is not Adolf Hitler, but he's fueled by Max Headroom. Boom!
Oh my god, that's perfect!
In a Bill Cosby sweater. Gotta have the turtle pudding pops.
It's never too soon for a Bill Cosby joke. Of course we kick a man when he's down, because it's easier to beat him up that way.
And this is a podcast. This is what you're supposed to do.
I never said we were kicking him. I just said put him in a Bill Cosby sweater. Back in the 80s, it didn't matter who he was touching, I guess.
Oh.
I don't know.
Oh.
No, I'm not for the jello pudding. Sorry.
I have opened a terrible, terrible door.
No, maybe we should shut that door.
Back down.
Yes. You know, I was going to reference Michael Dudikoff. It was going to be great. And instead, like, we went a completely different direction.
Yeah. So why don't we quickly close this door and just say our final thoughts about Kung Fury. This was everything I was hoping for that this film delivered. It was funny, it was action-packed, it was over-the-top violence and gore, and it was just 80s perfection in 30 minutes, and I myself am looking forward to seeing what they're going to be able to pull off in the full-length movie. And let me say this too, once Laser Unicorn is done making the full-length version of Kung Fury, I want them to next do Hotline Miami.
No.
Do an animated crossover series with Turbo Teen.
Oh my god, Turbo Teen.
I just can't imagine this kid who's perfectly fine with transforming into a car and his face turns into a bumper. Seriously.
I completely forgotten about that. Thanks, jerk.
Sorry, at least I'm not talking about Bill Cosby anymore. You're welcome.
That's true.
That is true. Ow.
Well, you know what? A lot of like really terrible cartoons they could remake into live action stuff, but keep the same cheesy tone. Oh man, like a Chase and the Wheel Warriors thing going down.
You know, all I know is we need more Kung Fury in our lives. In fact, if more movies follow this example, if San Andreas was not so much a serious disaster epic film and it was set an 80s style film where The Rock saved the city by kicking buildings back up on their foundations, it'd be a hell of a lot better film.
Agreed. And you know what, too? Let me say this. You know who else should show up in Kung Fury just out of the blue? And Ryan Gosling as his Drive character.
Oh, God. Now we're going a little too far. I was about to say, maybe
that
have...
That costs way too much.
Yeah, have Chuck Norris show up and just destroy everything.
Nah, have Christopher Lee instead.
We could combine your two ideas. Chuck Norris shows up and like, it's like collateral damage, and then just like punches the ground, and all the buildings just rebuild themselves. And it's like, how did you do that? Maybe I'm Chuck Norris, and he just walks off.
Yeah, or have Ralph Macchio show up in his Karate Kid garb. Okay, I'm ready to help you, Kung Fury. You're a little late.
That would be amazing. What else is Macchio doing right now?
Fred Savage in a power glove.
Fred Savage and Ben Savage.
Oh, God. In matching power gloves. Wonder Point Twin Powers activate.
Yeah.
You should be writing this film. Why aren't we writing this film?
Because the cost of all the 80s cameos would just
destroy the budget.
And then we would have to ask for more Pixar monies and figure out creative ways for like any give backs.
Yep.
All right, so what are your final thoughts on this movie?
My final thoughts? It's a fun 80 ride through the 80s. I highly recommend it. You can watch it on YouTube. It's a lot of fun, so this might also need some multiple watchings too. So it's a great movie to watch with friends and just have fun with it.
I was looking forward to this. As soon as it was introduced to me, and unlike you, Evan, I was introduced to it earlier this year. And I was like, is this a real project? Are they really gonna do this? Because this seems like this should just be an SNL skit or something. And I was like, yes, they are doing it. So I'm like, please just don't disappoint me. It didn't disappoint me. It is amazing. If you like over-the-top action, if you like the silliness of the tropes of the 80s, the invincible main character, and computers can do anything, It's great. The special effects are awesome. The self-awareness, but not being so like, see, because that's a reference, self-aware. It was just the little moments like when Thor appears and just like makes reference to how buff he is, you know, and then kisses his like bicep, you know, and I was just like.
And accidentally tapped himself in the helmet with his hammer.
Yes.
You just hear that little dink.
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, it's just self-aware enough to be fun. One thing I'd like to see, and I know someone is going to do it because I know how fandom works. I want to see someone do a throwback 8-bit video game of Kung Fury.
They've already did that. It's on Steam right now.
Yeah, excellent. The Kung Fury. Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That is so close to Kung Fury Street Rage. Kung Fury Street Rage.
Excellent. Then my job here is done. I felt that like the one thing I wanted to see has already been made. Kung Fury, you know, the full length will be eventually made. I'm done here. I'm just gonna go and like dust my hands off and jump out the window and fly to my secret fortress headquarters.
You don't have a secret fortress headquarters.
And I guess I'll just stay here.
Okay, that's good enough.
I think it's amazing. Go watch it at least 100 times and then go over to the official Kung Fury store and pre-order the vinyl soundtrack album and then buy a single of Lone Survivor and then buy the t-shirt and the poster and then hopefully one day the DVD or Blu-ray set, rather.
The soundtrack to this is amazing.
Yes, I've already pre-ordered the vinyl record. I can't wait for that to come to my doorstep in July. It's just badass. So, guys, thank you again so much for joining me here on this special Kung Fury podcast special. Why don't we do some promotions right now? DCD, why don't you go first?
All right, well, you can catch my work over at readretro.com along with A-List Daily, GameCrate.com, and Prima Games. You can catch me on Twitter at the DCD, and you can catch me on Facebook, Robert Workman. And I guess I will see most or some of you at E3 next month. Looking forward to that. And Alf for Mayor.
Yes.
Alf right. for Mayor.
I'll do this one. Okay, you can check out Scarlet Rhapsody at www.scarlet-rhapsody.com. We provide anime convention reports. We do podcasting. And you can also check out some of our other podcast shows, such as Secret Stage. Jared, would you like to talk more about our video game side of Scarlet Rhapsody?
Secret Stage is the mostly indie game podcast done by me, Miguel, and Ramses. You can learn more about it by following us on Twitter at @SR_SecretStage. And check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/SecretStageGames. And you can find me at Jared the Greek, where I have my witticisms, information about food that I'm cooking, and my just general thoughts on various video games I'm playing.
Alright, and of course, for the recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the Boston Bash Brigade, you can find us at www.b3crew.com. If you have any questions, comments, song requests, or if you're in a band and want to be featured on the show, you can write to us at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com. You can find me on Tumblr at b3crew.tumblr.com and Twitter at king_baby_duck. Like us on facebook.com/bostonbashbrigade and facebook.com/landofesh. For all other articles under the Gaming and Geek realm, go to egmnow.com/electricsisterhood. And don't forget about the other shows under the Land of Esh, including the Electric Sisterhood, Issues Program, Structure Network, and Geek Aggro. So, to play us out of this special Kung Fury episode is none other than David Hasselhoff with the song True Survivor.
Permit denied.
Permit denied. So, I guess that wraps up this special episode, and I feel like the most important lesson that we could learn from Kung Fury is this.
Teamwork is very important.
God, you make a terrible dinosaur.
Sorry.
Oh, man. Two Valkyries with guns shooting Nazis is one of the greatest things ever put on celluloid, or I guess digital film in this case.
Agreed. Alright, thank you guys.
A Triceratops shooting Nazis in the balls continuously. That's what life is made of.
Another podcast just bringing up our favorite scenes again.
Alright, end it with this.
Yes, let's end it. Please play us off, Hasselhoff.
Oh my god, you failed.
I failed. I'm sorry.
Permit denied.
just play the song, David Hasselhoff.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.
Don't hassle the Hoff.